And it's been a cracking week so far for the Irish at Cheltenham. Des Cahill, we're greedy for more.
Yeah, it'd be hard to match yesterday, Mary. The dominance was so great. And we're going to look ahead to that. And if today is mouth-watering, so is the Champions League quarter-final draw, which takes place tomorrow. Chelsea and Bayern Munich, the last two teams to make it through to the quarterfinals last night. Chelsea won 2-0 at home to Atletico Madrid for a 3-0 aggregate win. Hakim Ziyech after 34 minutes and Emerson in stoppage time got the goals. Bayern's 2-1 win over Lazio gave them a 6-2 aggregate victory. So here's the mouth-watering lineup for the quarterfinals: Chelsea, Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, Manchester City, Paris Saint-Germain, Liverpool, Borussia Dortmund and Porto. Three from England, two from Germany, one each from France, Spain and Portugal. Now, Chelsea have conceded just two goals since Thomas Tuchel took charge, and the new coach particularly pleased with the spirit within the squad as they advanced to the last eight.
Very good performance, unbelievable effort, unbelievable team effort, like from the guys on the pitch, the guys on the bench, even the guys on the stands. So could really feel it that we totally want it, and we go through deserved. It was a big win for us.
Yeah, everyone was involved, but we scored a fantastic breakaway goal, high speed counter attack, everything you wanted, and that's why you picked those three players we were discussing before the match.
Yeah, that we have the possibility also to hurt them maybe themselves on a counter-attack. They tried to press us very high in the first half, but they opened up some spaces in the back of the midfield, and we could exploit it and score a fantastic goal that gave us a lot of confidence. After that, we had chances to even shortly after to make a second goal and decide it. Was not possible, so second half were many minutes where we also suffered. But we were ready to do what is necessary to do. And this is another top performance with a deserved win.
Now, in the English Championship, Norwich have their ninth win in a row, 2-0 away to Nottingham Forest, and they go 10 points clear at the top of the table. Tonight's action is in the Europa League. Manchester United are level at 1-1 as they go to AC Milan. Tottenham take a 2-goal lead to Zagreb. Rangers are level with Slavia Prague ahead of their home game, and Arsenal have a 3-1 lead against Olympiacos. Well, the Irish head into day three of the Cheltenham Racing Festival, as we said, full of confidence after completely dominating yesterday. Two-time Grand National winner Tiger Roll claimed a remarkable fifth Cheltenham Festival triumph with victory in the cross-country chase. Put the Kettle On took the Queen Mother Champion Chase as odds-on favourite Chacon Pursois finished third. Heaven Help Us won, and there were two more winners for Rachel Blackmore on the well-backed favourite Bob Ollinger and then Sir Gerhard in the bumper. Now, the Ryanair Chase and the Paddy Power Stayers Hurdle are the big draws today. Envoy LN, probably the hottest Irish favourite in the Marsh Novices Chase, but they'll be interested to see how the horses coped with the recent change of yard from Gordon Elliott's to Henry de Bromhead. Chatham Street Lad, one of the easiest winners ever of Cheltenham's big handicap chase in December, returns to the track in that opening race as a strong second string for Ireland behind favourite Envoy LN. Trainer Mick Winters famously rolled around the winner's enclosure that day in celebration, and like that afternoon, young Irish rider Dara O'Keefe will be on board.
Well, that was a great day at Cheltenham in the Casper Ball Cup, like a handicap. He kind of, they kind of fancied him going over and stuff, but it's great for the owners, and obviously Michael Winters, he's a real character, and he was rolling around in the mud, and I'm sure he'd like to have another go rolling around the mud.
I'm sure he would. Well, Rupert Bell will join us live from Cheltenham later in the programme. Also later today, Irish rugby coach Andy Farrell names his team to play England in the final Six Nations game of the season. And three Irishmen compete for another big prize in golf's Honda Classic. Shane Lowry, Graham McDowell and Padraig Harrington are all involved.